This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor post-midnight, hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that altogether 9 sites have been targeted. The ministry further added that the actions have been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistani military facilities have been targeted. It added India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. The ministry said that these steps come in the wake of the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack, in which 25 Indians and 1 Nepali citizens were murdered. The ministry said that the armed forces are living up to the commitment that those responsible for this attack will be held accountable. There will be detailed briefing on Operation Sindoor later today. Indian Army has said that Pakistan again violated the ceasefire agreement by firing artillery in Bimber Gully in Poonch Rajouri area. In a social media post, Indian Army said that it is responding appropriately in a calibrated manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the waters from India's rivers will now be used for the country's interests. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that India's water earlier used to go outside will now be used for India's interests and will be utilized for the country. Underlining a significant initiative undertaken by his government, the interlinking of rivers, the Prime Minister pointed out that for decades, water disputes dominated discussions, but his administration, in collaboration with the state governments, has launched a major campaign to connect rivers. The Prime Minister cited key projects such as the Ken-Betwa Link Project and the Parvati-Kalisind-Chambal Link Project, emphasizing that these initiatives will benefit millions of farmers by ensuring water accessibility. The Prime Minister said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister said this agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian businesses and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said India has signed trade agreement with UAE, Australia and Mauritius. He said India is actively engaged with the world. He underscored that India is not only implementing reforms but actively engaging with the world to position itself as a vibrant hub for trade and commerce. The Prime Minister said that in the past decade, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Friedrich Merz on assuming office as the Federal Chancellor of Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to working together to further cement the India-Germany strategic partnership. India has been successfully negotiating bilateral treaties with many different countries in the European Union is top of our priority because of the traditional links which we have with the EU, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said yesterday. Addressing the ADB Governors' Seminar, Cross-Border Collaboration for Future Resilience in Milan, Italy, the Finance Minister said the global fragmentation and also the way in which the April tariff announcement by the US has panned out, uncertainties are increasing and simultaneously global institutions are not carrying the heft they were carrying earlier. India is set to host the 12th edition of the Global Space Exploration Conference, GLEX 2025, from today in New Delhi. The 3-day global summit, themed Reaching New Worlds, a Space Exploration Renaissance, will be inaugurated by Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh. Jointly organized by the International Astronautical Federation, IAF, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, as the host, and the Astronautical Society of India, ASI, as the co-host, GLEX 2025 marks a milestone in India's expanding leadership in the global space community. The second phase of panchayat polls will be held in Assam today and will span across 13 districts in the central and western areas of the state. An election official said that the voting will take place at 12,130 polling booths from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets under the Duckworth-Lewiston DLS method in a dramatic Indian Premier League match at the Wankhede Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.